Welcome to episode 327 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus gives us the definition of a true friend in John 15, verses 13 to 15. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
Today's top 10 list.
10 inspirational friendships from the Bible.
Number 1.
David and Jonathan. David is the youngest and smallest in his family, whose faith in God is nurtured in his time tending sheep, during which he must protect the flocks from the attacks of wild animals. He comes to prominence when he confronts the giant Goliath, a Philistine warrior who has been terrorizing the people of God. David defeats this man, not because of a slingshot from which he throws stones, but because of his dependence on God. Later, he comes to work for King Saul, playing a harp to soothe his troubled spirits. In the midst of all of this, the prophet Samuel anoints David to be the second king of Israel. Jonathan is the eldest son of Saul, ostensibly heir to the throne. He's a brave warrior, and he befriends David. They sacrifice for each other. Jonathan is loyal toward David and defends the other man. They express their emotions freely with each other. Jonathan recognizes that David is favored by God. The two men form an agreement in which Jonathan is to become second in command in David's future reign, and David is to protect Jonathan's family.
Number 2.
Elijah and Elisha. Elisha trains and serves alongside the great prophet Elijah. When it is time for Elijah to move on to the next town, he instructs his servant to stay behind. 2 Kings 2 verse 2, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you," Elisha responds. Had Elisha stayed behind, he never would have witnessed the miracles that followed. Elijah rolls up his cloak, hits the Jordan River, and it parts for the two to walk across. As they chat as two old friends, chariots of fire separate them, and Elijah is taken up in a whirlwind to be with God.
Number 3.
Paul and Timothy. Paul is Timothy's mentor. Their friendship thrives because of the mutual respect they have for each other. They are both faithful to God and both determined to spread the gospel. Paul refers to Timothy as a son.
Number 4.
Ruth and Naomi. It might have seemed to Naomi that the circumstances of life were too much to bear. First, she's in a foreign land, away from her extended family, and living among people with different beliefs. Then her husband dies. Within 10 years, both her sons also die. Desperate and done, she leaves her land and sets off towards Judah, where she heard the Lord had come to the aid of his people. She tells her daughters-in-law to return to their mother's homes. However, one of the two, Ruth, clings to her. In Ruth 1, verse 16 to 17, this woman from Moab says to her Jewish mother-in-law, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts me from you."
Number 5.
Mark and Paul. Mark and Paul's friendship teaches us never to count someone out as a friend. Mark had proven himself unreliable to Paul. In Acts 15, Paul and Barnabas, who had been incredible friends thus far, part ways over their disagreement about Mark's character. Paul is ready to write him off, but Barnabas sees something in him to be developed. Eventually, Mark matures and becomes useful in ministry, even writing one of the four Gospels. And toward the end of Paul's life, Mark is a helpful ministry associate and friend.
Number 6.
John and Jesus. Jesus spends more time with James, John, and Peter than with any of the other 12 disciples, but he enjoys a special relationship with John. While most of his close disciples run away and go into hiding when Jesus is arrested, John is the only one of the 12 at the foot of the cross during the crucifixion. As the Savior is dying, John agrees to care for Jesus' mother.
Number 7.
Paul, Philemon, and Onesimus. Philemon is a wealthy first century Christian, possibly a bishop of the house church that meets in his home. Onesimus is one of his slaves. One day, this slave steals from his master and flees. This is a crime punishable by death. But in his running away, Onesimus meets Paul and becomes a Christian. The two become such close friends that Paul refers to Onesimus as my very heart. A friend of Philemon, Paul writes to one friend on another's behalf to restore what has been broken. This is what the apostle writes in Philemon 1 verse 18. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me.
Number 8.
Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and Jesus. Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus live together in Bethany, a small town in Judea near Jerusalem. They are faithful followers of Jesus, and Jesus loves them dearly. When Jesus and his disciples pass through Bethany, they often stay with this family. One day, while Jesus is visiting, Martha is busy cleaning the house and preparing food. She wants Jesus to be well cared for. Instead of helping Martha, Mary sits at Jesus' feet, listening to him. The harder Martha works, the more upset she becomes with her sister. Finally, Martha complains, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." Jesus understands Martha's feelings, and he answers tenderly, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is best, and it will not be taken away from her." Later, Lazarus becomes seriously ill. John 11 verse 3, "So the sisters send word to Jesus, 'Lord, the one you love is sick.' They want Jesus to come and heal their brother, but he does not go to Bethany right away. By the time that he gets there, Lazarus has died. And when Jesus sees all the mourners, especially his friends Mary and Martha, he's moved with compassion, and we read the shortest verse in the whole Bible, John 11, verse 35, Jesus wept." Of course, Jesus goes on to raise his friend from death.
Number 9.
Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, besieges Jerusalem, he chooses noble men from Israel's royal household who show an aptitude for learning to be trained in the ways of the Babylonians. After 3 years of training, they would be put into the king's service. Daniel and his three friends, whose names are changed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, prove to be the wisest of the trainees. They band together to not defile themselves with the king's food and wine, and they refuse to worship anyone but the true God, even when threatened with death.
Number 10.
Paul, Priscilla, and Aquila. Priscilla and her husband Aquila meet the Apostle Paul when he comes to Corinth in approximately 50 AD. The three become close friends, traveling companions, and ministry co-workers. They share not only a love for Jesus and an interest in spreading the gospel, they're also tent makers. Father, help us to model our friendships after the examples we have just explored from the Bible. For we know that in so doing, we will experience friendship as you intended it to be. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.